I'd like to welcome everyone out to our city council meeting tonight, February 22nd, 6:30 p.m. regular meeting. We'll start tonight with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and followed by Glenn Peel will offer an opening prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we come together this evening on behalf of Mount Pleasant City Council. We're thankful for the opportunity to be here. We're thankful for this free land in which we live, for this wonderful valley. We're thankful for the moisture that's coming tonight. Pray that I would see fit to bless us with snow, particularly in the mountains, to fill the mountains for the upcoming summer. We pray now that thou would be with us. Bless us with a spirit of congeniality and kindness, and pray that thy guiding hand will be upon us in all that's done this evening. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen. Amen. Thanks, Glenn. Start with a roll call.
Glenn?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
Russ has to be excused.
Yep.
Randy?
Here.
And Sam?
Here.
Okay, next is approved claim register dated 2-3 of 22 to 2-18 of 22 in the amount of $155,687.54.
I see that we paid the driller $76,000. That's just the first installment. What does he have left to do?
So he'll come back now after we get the source protection done. They're going to pull the original 6-inch out, and then they'll go down with the big one right in the same hole.
Okay. And when is he planning on it?
We got to get that source protection first before we can do it. Okay. That's what I was thinking. I would have asked him that, how he's coming on that before he left.
$155,687.54.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, so I have the motion by Sam, seconded by Rondi, to approve claim register dated 2-3 of 22 to 2-18 of 22 in the dollar amount of $155,687.54. Roll call.
Glenn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Yes.
Couple of requisitions. Requisition. I've got to get my glass out. Got too many numbers. 217-022-1114 to Diamond Mountain Manufacturing LLC. 24 slim light arena lights and mounting brackets. $18,387.98.
Okay. So, what we're looking at, unless Jack's in his luck here, we're looking at putting some lights around the arena, the outdoor arena. And I was talking to Jack, and he figured, you know, there's touching close to 20 times a year. So, at least 20 times a year. And I figure if we could put $25,000 into the old arena, to use it three nights out of the year, why can't we put $30,000 into, you know, arena that
we know is going to be getting used over 20 times a year. And so that's kind of what the dilemma we're kind of looking at. And I talked to, we've been talking about this project the last 5 years, doing this for the last 5 years. And it's not only to help with the outdoor arena and the growth that's going on out there, but it's also a safety factor when it comes out to it. Because I don't know if you guys have been out there at night. It's awful dark out there.
It is.
And so we're hoping these lights that we're putting up, which is these slim lights, will kind of light that arena up and the surrounding area around that arena. We were going to go with some galvanized steel poles, but we noticed that the wind load factor on those poles wouldn't be able to handle the lights we're putting up. We have been looking at sport lights, and we noticed the cost of those have been going up substantially. And so we decided just to go with the lights that were the same style and type of lights that we went with the old arena. We figured it'd give us just as much light because these poles that we're putting up are going to be closer to the arena. I know round about the old arena, they sit back behind the stands. So we did have some blind spots on the old arena. But these poles are going to be right along the fence. And because we already have to run conduit over to the bathroom for power and all that there. So we'll figure while we're running that, we're going to run a circuit for the lights. But I kind of ran into a deal on these poles with Anixter, and so if this is a project that we want to proceed with, we need to kind of jump on it. So that's kind of the situation I'm in. I just want to see that place grow out there, honestly. We've done a lot of work out there, fire department, putting lights behind the pens, street lights, and do what we can with the money we have. So we're just trying to expand on that. So that's kind of where we're sitting. So that the 45-foot poles, they're ductile iron poles, and so they're kind of they're direct buried, so we don't have to bring in any cement. We'll go ahead and just bury them, dig them in, bury them, and we'll put new underground wires going up to them. And so I think they'll look good out there. They're kind of a rust iron, so they're kind of matched it. And then we're going to put what's called a brown puppy arm, and which will kind of match the pole and match the panels out there with the brown lights that shine down on the arena. So that's kind of what the plan is. So.
So whose funds is this, the money coming out of?
Is this coming out of power funds?
That's what we're looking at, what we want to do. Jack says they bring quite a bit of money in to the arena. I don't know if we can make it work there. Last year, if we would have done this last year, it would have been $10,000 cheaper. I don't think the prices are going down any soon, and plus the supplies are getting way out also, as you all are aware of. I think we can maybe rent, get a loan to them and have them pay it off. We get it from the fire department. Working that way, or whatever we can do to work something out. But I think it's something that we need to jump on and get done, not only for the arena, but for safety.
Dave, you're over the more of the finances. Thoughts?
Just, I'd say, with a recent amount of surprise purchases, if you will, it's going to be one of the pumps and brakes now, because we have all these $30,000 here, $40,000. We have a $300,000 commitment to match our park and rec grant. We've got a lot of balls in the air, and this is why I was standing on the work session last time, because I want the council and the governing body to decide, okay, which we can only have, we can only catch so many balls at one time here. And I'd like that to be one of the forms. Basically, I'd say we should have a capital facility plan. It's like if we're going to the Community Impact Board, we're asking for a grant. That's a requirement, but it's part of the plan.
That's what I pointed out to Jack. We've got to sit down. We've got to figure out what we need to do out to that arena so we can actually get a plan.
Can we?
But it does boil to a safety issue in my mind, in that way. If you got people that are unsafe, you got potential to spend twice that much or more than that in an easy, you know, something happened. What, Dave, I don't know as far as your budget, Shane, if you did a loan type thing, would this fit in your budget? What would this do to your budget for a loan type thing? I think those are good options. I mean, to do that, I mean, those, you know, sometimes when you...
We're cutting pretty close this year because we, cost has gone up on everything. And plus, we've been stocking a lot more than what we usually stock. And so our material supplies is getting pretty thin. But I think we could bring some money down from, the connection fees and stuff that way and, see if we can make something work. I think we can make it work. And again, I don't know what's in Jack's budget. And that's what I was kind of wondering what exactly they have for the...
You know, Jack, where you're at, kind of?
I don't have a budget.
You don't have a budget?
There's a budget every year. There's a budget about every year, it's assigned.
We gotta sit down.
I just haven't seen it then.
We gotta sit down and figure that out and get a capital facilities plan.
Well, with the amount of events we're having out there and the growth that we have out there, Dave, in the past 2 years, how much has our income grown?
The income's grown, but our expense side's...
Got up a lot too.
They go up with that too a lot of times.
But with the larger events we're having out there, we've got many week-long events, overnight events. It's pitch black out there. We've got over 100 campers out there through a week, and they're out there at nighttime, people walking around in the dark, horses in the dark.
One of the main issues as far as dark and safety is concerned, we've got 6 county 4-H programs there, shows, in the next 3 months or so. And every one of them starts at like 6 o'clock and they'll go until 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. And I've on many occasions saw little kids leading their horses out there trying to find where their trailer's at. And when I say little kids, I mean like 8, 10 years old. And it's an issue. Last year we had a lady during one of the eventing things, which, and you can blame it on her for being blind, I don't know, but one of the gates was partially open. She walked into the gate, had to come up and get stitches in her forehead. I know you think it seems extravagant, but when I look at, say, the old arena up there, we spent $25,000 up there putting in lights. And Shane mentioned, and I'm giving this figure, but I'm trying to be realistic about it. That's 20 times that we will use that arena with events. Not to mention all the guys that will come in the evening during the summertime after it cools off and rope at night. And I don't know if you want to do things just for that group, but we have a lot of use down there. So very seldom you can drive down there and there's not people.
Would this tie into the west arena to help light that up to that new one that you're looking at maybe adding on the west side?
Oh, what this would do, yeah, would, not the west side, but this would just do the
south side. I guess my other question is, where is this all covered?
And then also with the poles, we'll be able to light up the warming up area down off the hill.
Okay.
So we'll have 2 lights shining down off the hill and then 2 more lights coming back toward the roadway over towards where the new bathroom's being built.
So there'd be a couple on the east?
A couple lights on the east.
How far out are the bathrooms? Do you know? How far out are the bathrooms being built? I mean, how...
They got the cement.
Right directly, probably 60 feet behind.
Well, I mean time frame, sorry. I mean, like, are they a month out and they'll be done, or...
Oh, no, sorry. No, with the weather conditions, we're probably a couple months out,
so... Yeah. I mean, if you've got bathrooms down there, there's no way to get around them either. It's dark, that makes me...
Well, and we're going to have 2 lights shining back towards them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But otherwise, you wouldn't have any dark.
Yeah,
what I'm getting at.
exactly.
I mean, eventually we're going to put lights around the whole thing, down the runway, from the Wasatch's Barn all the way down the back to it. But I'm looking at some grants for public lighting and safety for those right now. So,
Jack, this grant we've got for the restroom, would there be any money left over for that?
No, not at all. And I don't know. Mark tells me that we just can't switch around. We've got to use the grant money for what the grant was.
Yeah, originally designated for. So I guess, Shane, you say you think it would work. What's your, I guess, my, kind of put you on the spot, what's your best option? Do you think a loan, or what's your, in your honest opinion, what would be the best way to?
I honestly, I'd have to sit down with Dave and see if we can work them out. So
can I just say, I don't want anybody to think Dave is against this.
No, he's
just taking everybody and running a whole bunch of requests the last little while, and where the heck is all this money supposed to come from? So we've got to prioritize which is the most important thing.
Well, that's kind of where I'm getting at tonight, is in order for me to want to feel comfortable voting on them, I just want to make sure our money's where it is and what's. I'm the same way. You know, it's not all about spending, but there is.
Okay, you're going to spend money, Dave needs to be involved.
Well, yes, but I also feel that this could, I mean, if you've got people down there in the dark that have huge trip potentials, I mean, those are also huge liability issues.
So I thought, and I apologize, I didn't talk to the mayor about this, you know, beforehand or anything, or even to you guys, but we just brought this on this year, and we've been watching the cost of stuff, and so that's why I wanted to bring it to council for you guys' attention.
Well, I think if the money's there, we ought to roll it, because like I said, I mean, one injury could pay, I mean, this would be nothing compared to the injury of somebody, you know, that hurt down there, and it can prove that it's due to negligence or something in that line.
We was able to, was that last year we put the lights in that place?
Year and a half ago.
Yeah, we put, you know, the fire department put the lights in with the poles and the pans, which has really made a big difference out there. And so these poles will kind of light up that area a little bit too, and the surrounding areas. So.
How far out are these if you used to order them? What time frames are they?
The poles are 4 weeks right now.
Right now.
If I were to wait, you're looking at close to 2 years. Right now, I could pull them off. There's a project that's going to be going on down in Washington City, where they're going to be using these style poles. And if I throw the order in with them, you know, that's the price they always get at the time right now. If we jump on it right now. If we don't, then we could, you know, maybe see if there's more money. There's going to be more money, I guarantee it. Because the lights down, the poles, I don't know if you guys seen the 70-foot poles down there at our substation. Big, that's the style of poles they're going to be. Obviously, they're not going to be that big, but.
That style.
They're going to be that style, direct buried. We thought direct buried would be better because we don't have to pour the cement and all that expense associated with the cement and everything. We could dig a hole, put them in there, and tap them, those would be good. And so that's kind of why we kind of ripped that out. We'll just drill a hole in them for the wires and everything.
So if you, would you be able to make this, these poles and that stuff on the next council meeting if you had time to talk to it, or is it going to be done prior to that for the poles?
For the poles, it's got to be, I got to let them know first thing next week. Because that's when there is Washington's going to be putting their bid in to the pole company. So I think if we needed to, we could just go ahead and just do it on the poles for now. And then I could talk to Dave and see what we can do on the lights, you know, the lighting cost. We did go with the slim lights. We were hoping to maybe do the sports lights, since it is a sporting event out there, but I don't think we need to do that. I think we can get away with these slim lights that we've been use it, so. So if we can, I think we can come up with the money for the poles, this much, Jensen. I think we can come up with the money for the poles if that's the situation right now. I don't see a problem with that. Get the poles ordered and then look at the lights and see if we can come up with the money for that later on. And I can bring that back to the council or what we can do there. But at least get the poles coming.
Are the poles the ones from Amherster?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it, you got enough sufficient money to do that, you think, without causing an issue?
Any other thoughts, concerns?
So what we're proposing is the poles be purchased by the power department and repaid from the equestrian center. And then I guess there is money in the general fund for the lights.
Well, yeah, that's like I said, I gotta sit with Dave and sit down and see where that things are.
I was just there, have the general fund pay for it, just financial standard right now. Kind of where we're at with our debt requirements.
Yeah. As far as the poles, you mean?
As far as paying for other power.
Instead of paying out of power, you'd rather go down to.
Would the general fund be okay with doing just the poles right now?
It would have to come out of our reserves, which is just kind of what I was talking with Ronnie. If we start adding up all these $30,000-$40,000 payments, then I don't have enough reserves where I can commit to next year's road money to kind of avoid some of that mobilization fees. So trying to get the biggest bang for our buck on the roads. So I know, like Sam, you talked about even like the compressor for the fire department.
Yep. See, I'm just looking at the fire department. I don't know what's in the general fund.
Right.
Or what's in, their
computer's kind of right. Right.
But I know we could at least do the poles for now.
On the power side.
On the power side, yeah.
And I'm sorry, Dave, I might have didn't hear you clearly, but could we get the lighting through with the general fund? Would that be something you're recommending?
But I think Dave's kind of point out that he wants to keep it all at the general fund.
I do, just because
the poles and the lights.
Is it the general fund or does the arena have its own?
No, it's when they have it all in some category, but everything is in the general fund for us. Recreation, buildings, grounds, police.
So, yeah, I mean, if we approve these lights, we might have to sacrifice something
else.
So, I guess it comes down to priority, I mean.
Well, it's like Sam said, if we have an accident out there, we
can. Yeah, safety is a big thing. I mean, I don't know what.
That's because my opinion was the safety factor. I'm not really good at stuff like that. So.
I mean, really, you're
just going to have to be willing to make some sacrifices down the road for something that might be less of a priority.
Well, I still want to have a
kind of
work session.
Well, I think we do. I 100% agree on that. I think we need to. It'd be nice to sit down and see where we're at and watch what everybody's wish list is.
Yeah, we need the plans from every department. That's one thing we really need.
And it's coming quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, July will be here before we know it.
We have a day that we can set them by. I think it'd be good to have a day that we can set that. I want to set the meeting up for it, to be honest with you.
We're starting to work on our budget right now.
Maybe by 1st of April. Would that give you enough time, Dave?
I want before then.
You want before then?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should start. Start in March?
Yeah.
That's
latest. So maybe by the next council meeting, 2 weeks?
Yeah. We have a rough, yeah.
We have a rough, and you got, Colt, you think you'd have a rough by next 2 weeks?
Say that one more time.
Budget.
For public works. You're rough.
Yeah, I should be done in about 2 weeks,
yeah. So I guess the question is, do we get these lights?
I My, this is for what it's worth, but I think to get the poles coming, get those up, get that in the ground and everything, because we got to run conduit and all that for the bathrooms and everything. And at least we'll have the poles there and then we can work on the lights.
Or extend the road a bit later. I mean, that's at least half the cost. I mean, that's, you're at least that step ahead.
If Dave feels good about that.
It makes you hear about 8-year-olds and dragging horses in the dark.
But the thing with the lights, they might be further out.
Yeah, that's a concern to me. Farther out, more expensive.
So, I mean, they could get the lights right now through Diamond. Diamond Mountain, they have them in stock right now, but whether they have them in stock, you know.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. Yeah.
The pole's not much good with that light.
How far out are the lights? About the same time, or they?
Yeah, they can get the lights here.
It's a little bit quicker, probably.
Yeah, they got those in stock, so. And I think we're going to use, in the stock pans down west, we're going to put 3 poles, just 3 wood poles. And then we're going to put those LED lights that we got from the hospital down there covering those pans. So those stock pans are covered. So I think that's going to work out pretty good.
Just use them.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like spring's coming and then crowds are going to be coming with the good weather. Time's kind of the essence in my mind. So I'll make a motion that we approve requisition, both these requisitions. The first one, requisition 217-2022-1114. To Diamond Mountain Marketing for the lights in the amount of $18,378.98. And do we want to approve them together?
We'd have to approve them separate.
Okay.
I'll second that.
So we'll have to approve them separate. Okay, so we have Rondi making the motion, seconded by Paul. To approve requisition 217-2022-1114 to Diamond Mountain Manufacturing LLC for the lights, 24 lights, $18,378.98. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rocky?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Before we do this other requisition, I got real good ties with Cash Valley Electric. Would you be interested in using anything that might have already been used that's in still good shape?
Yeah.
I know they've got quite a few materials. That
it's just like what the mayor, what the hospital donated to us, you know, some LED lights that they took down that we're going to be using out there. So, yeah.
We can improve these requisitions, but if I can find something, I'll...
Yeah, get with me and we can definitely go through that.
Okay. Yep. Okay, so the next one is the requisition 217-2022-1145.
1145.
All right, one more 1-4-5. To Annexter for $19,196.
Mm-hmm. 116?
What?
One bottle of my glasses.
I got them on. So $19,160. Did I say it wrong? Sorry. All right.
He's still on vacation.
I am.
I'll make the motion that we approve the requisition number 217-2022-1145 to Annexter for the amount of $19,160.
And I'll second. OK, Okay, I have the motion by Paul, seconded by Lynn, to approve requisition 2172022145 to Annixter for the dollar amount of $19,160. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Okay. Next is approval of out-of-state travel.
It's still Shane.
Yes, it's still Shane, so he's up there with us getting to take care of it. To the IPSA annual meeting in Mesquite, Nevada.
Okay, that's, isn't this all reimbursed, right? Is this from the
IPSA is installed. UAMS stuff is, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything with UAMS and IPA is all reimbursed. So this is just going down Mesquite, the annual meeting for IPSA and for you new council members. Well, IPSA is Intermountain Power Superintendents Association. And so it's like it's a group of all the municipalities in the state of Utah, a couple outside the state of Utah, and we all come together, and that's how we put together the apprenticeship program at, that we're going through right now. And then also, and I'm actually on the apprenticeship committee, and so that's kind of why I'm going down. So, and then we also have the safety committee with the IPSA and a few other committees down there, substation. That's how we do the hotline school that Kyle and I just went to, you know, a couple months ago. And the lineman rodeo and stuff. So it's just a program where all the municipalities and vendors are involved in, and they pay fees and all that. And so what would we do when we going down, going to meetings all day Wednesday, apprenticeship meetings, safety meetings, and vendor meetings, and there's one more meeting that day. But anyways, and then come back Thursday.
So quick question on your thing. It says here you'll be sending you, but then down a little bit further in the next paragraph, it says you'll introduce Branson.
Yeah, so what's going on is Branson's going to be challenging his first year step test. And so he's just going to come down for the banquet that night.
No, so he's not staying, right?
No.
Okay.
So he's going, well, he's going to stay at night. He's going to come down Tuesday Wednesday. Come to the banquet and go back to St. George, because that's where they're doing the testing, is in St. George, early in the morning. So they'll be testing all day Thursday.
I guess what I'm asking is this out-of-state travel for you and?
No, just for
me. Just for you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll be the only one staying down there. He'll just be coming down for the banquet and go back, yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve your request to attend the IPSA and your meeting and banquet in Mesquite. Total amount would be $302.99.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, you got the motion by Sam, seconded by Rondi, to approve the out-of-state travel to the IPSA meeting for Shane, and then the dollar amount of $302.99. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Our next one, requisition to attend the Lattison Gear User Conference.
Okay, this one here is a little more extensive. Now that we have our AMI metering all deployed and everything like that, I've been the only one that's been trained and it's getting hard for me to do all the metering, and so I'd like a couple of guys to go out and get educated on it. What it is the Lattison Gear Exchange, and it's nothing but Lattison Gear. That's what makes it nice. It's focused on our system. And so they were going to go back in 2019 to the exchange, but that didn't work out. And so I'd be sending Cameron and Toby out to this, if it's approved. So, and it's just detailed, like, what they could be going over, while they're down there on the training. I'd be happy to ask any answer any question you guys have about that.
So it shows here Cameron and Tyler, but it won't be Tyler?
That's his real name.
Tyler's Toby, sorry.
Toby's his nickname and Tyler's his real name.
Well, I kind of was wondering. I do work at the coal mine, so.
Cameron, Tyler slash Toby. And this is in, oh, yeah, so the reason, this is until May, but I was looking at trying to, if we could get the early bird discount, the $120.95 registration fee. So I've gone to 2016, 17, and 18 trainings on this, the Linus, and this. And so I'd like to have somebody else go to kind of help me out with the metering.
So if they go to this, they'll get them enough information or enough certification to be able to do it?
They'd be able to do a lot of it. Yeah, because the nice thing about this, instead of going down to the Rocky Mountain Metering School,
it's all what we're using.
Yes, exactly. It's Linus and gear, so you're not dealing with all the other
promotions.
Yeah, all the other vendors and stuff like that. And so that's why we didn't go down to the Rocky Mountain Meter School, because they wanted to go out to this one.
And this comes out of the fire department budget?
Yes.
Well, I'll make a motion we approve the request for Cameron and Tyler to attend the Linus and Gary User Conference Exchange 2022.
Oh, my bad. Exchange 2022.
It says
on ours. Yeah.
I'll second that motion.
Mention Orlando, Florida, right?
Yeah. May 16th through the 19th in Orlando, Florida.
Okay, I have the motion by Rondi, seconded by Paul, to approve sending Cameron and Tyler down to the Linus and Gear User Conference in Orlando, Florida, May 16th through May 19th.
Do we have to say the amount?
We can.
Yeah.
And the dollar amount of $4,878. Roll call.
Lynn.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that's over three, they probably need the requisition, right? Or is that?
I think this would work for the requisition.
It's what?
It'll be for
the
requisition.
Oh, yeah,
so you want to...
But I think for us,
I was going to say, as long as it's approved, the dollar amount,
yeah.
And out of state to this conference, we should be all right. Because where we'd be playing registration fee and motel fees, it'd be different.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Different deals that way.
Get your airfare ticket quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're going up.
They're only $400 right now. In order to get them,
so. You're lucky if you can get them for that.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Next. Discussion action, Planning and Zoning Commission, Dave, Mountainville Farms.
Hey, I'm Kate Quinn, a couple new faces here that I haven't seen, but I've been to the council before and went to the Planning Commission last week, and we had our... So we've been, just some background on this subdivision, we've been through a couple, but we went through I'm blanking on the term, the concept plan approval for the entire subdivision, which is 65 lots. And then we went through preliminary plan approval and then final plat. So we're tonight, and what we got recommended from the Planning Commission last week was approval of the final plat for the first phase, which is 25 lots off Mountainville Highway. I have the plat. I have the full subdivision. If there's any questions, We had a walking tour out on the site last week with the, answer some questions that they had, and we had our civil engineer out there on site as well. And we incorporated their response or feedback into our plans over the last week. We also received 3 rounds of comments through the city's contract engineer, which is Sunrise Engineering. And then just this afternoon, we got the final response from Sunrise, and I'll let Dave and Coulter and Shane speak to that. But it looks like they're recommending approval.
Right.
Contingent upon confirmation of the size of the water line in Mountainville Highway that we are upsizing, and where that location goes from a 6-inch to a 4-inch, and where we need to upsize. So I just confirmed that with Coulter. It is in the intersection of 200 North and Mountainville, whereas our plans had showed us only upsizing from Harley's Lane North. So we can make that adjustment. So if something is approved tonight, that needs to be a condition of the approval.
Where is that on your map?
Yeah, so everything I can find, Sam, is that valve right there by Coyote's house is where it goes to 4-inch, just to the north of Coyote.
4 inches further north. It's clear out past there. That brand new hydrant that got hit by the state is 6-inch.
Okay, so I might be wrong.
That's on a brand, that's on a 6-inch line.
Okay, what about the next hydrant out?
It's
a hydrant right there by Keith Brothersons, is that?
That's a 6-inch.
That's one.
And then there's one right on the. And then there's one right on the Fifth North there, isn't there?
Yeah. When Green put that in, you'd have to look on Green's book.
Okay, that's why it's not updated, okay.
It's in Green in the books on the new construction when they tie them hydrants in on that.
Okay. Okay, I can find it. 4-inch right there by Coyote.
I would double hand. Because that new hydrant could have been on a 6-inch line.
Okay.
So.
You just hope there's not a 4-inch piece in between there.
I don't know.
And we're, you know, we realize it is what it is, and when you open it up, you know,
surprise!
You don't always know what it is until you open it up. But I'll open it up for questions. I don't know if there's any questions, but that's, you know, the three of you have seen this a few times, but this is the final plat for the first phase.
Did the drainage issue get resolved?
Yes. Are you referring to which drainage?
Surface drainage.
Yeah, so we added an additional sump based on Sunrise's engineering. The whole system is still on sumps. And then we also, we acquired a 25-foot easement with Jerry, or the Stansfield property.
Jerry
Stansfield. Oh, Jerry.
Jerry Stansfield is the manager of that trust, so that we can actually build the road, we can pave to the property line, and then we'll have 25 feet of grading because there's about 4 foot of fall to get the sewer to slope back into our site. And so we'll have 25 feet to pick up that 4 foot of fall from where the pavement ends on Dave's property. So that way future development to the west, we'll have to, they can tie in. Based on their design.
How steep is the entrance on the Mountainville Road?
I couldn't tell you exactly, but we're bringing a lot of fill right there to even out that slope.
So that's one concern I had. And the only reason I bring that up is because I was out pushing snow at work, and that snow on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve, and we had the rodeo, and that one truck slid off coming up from the arena. It's like, oh man, we got to make sure that we have that so that it's not too steep for cars to get up onto that road.
I know they lengthened it out, so you're not just going right up on
that steep.
It's gradual because we wanted to keep the sewer. We had to keep depth in the sewer because we're going all the way down south into the subdivision, and so they held that up. I couldn't tell you the exact grade though.
I have a question.
Yeah.
On your plans where the fifth north comes up and that power line is, I mean, power line, you've seen the changes we made. Where, and the reason we kind of did that, just so you, the story behind that, is there's a switch right out there. And so we wanted to make sure that we could feed this, open that switch and feed the subdivision this way or feed it this way, depending on if that switch is open or closed or whatever. So that's kind of why we went throughout the game. But anyways, on that fifth north, is there an easement? Is there going to be a road going right down along that power line? Or is there, do we have an easement 10 feet on each side of that line in case we have to get in there? And
so I have the answer to that. There's two answers, I guess. So there's an existing easement that's 10 feet total, so it's very narrow. Your line is centered, and that's an existing easement that's partially on my property, partially on Larson properties to the north, which is in the county.
So is that 5 and 5 on both sides?
Yeah, that's what was existing. Per the code, what we have to provide is we're providing a 7.5 on the back of all the lots. There's a 7.5 PUD.
So you're 7.5 plus the 5?
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Okay.
And if that were to be developed, and it was city standards, they would need to provide 7.5 on that side.
Yeah.
But we're providing the 7.5 that's required in the code on our side.
Okay. All right.
So overall, eventually it will be, yeah.
And you also have a PUE going down each side lot, 7 feet on each side lot, which would give you 14 going down every lot.
Right.
You have access right there to the PUE.
So one concern I have with that, though, is I'm just thinking if you have to get a power truck up and down there, you will never get it in that 7.5 foot easement.
Well, you got 14.
Well, you got the fence, though. What I'm trying to say is you got the fence there.
Oh, they border their fences right up next to the...
So my concern is, again, is you sell these lots and people start building up there. Do we need a 10-foot? Because we don't know if Larson's will ever come into the city, I guess is my concern. And so you're dealing with a fence line there for if you have to ever get up and down that to service that power pole or that line... With those comments, it's like, are we creating a problem there? To have an easement to go 10 feet so you can get a truck up and down there.
You're going to bury that line anyway, right?
No.
Not that line. No, that's the main loop line that goes around the town, so that's always going to be. That's why I was wondering, is there going to be a road going down the either side of that power line? Or?
Not right now.
Hopefully in the future.
In the future, we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for right now, we've got to protect a right of way to get down those power lines. And where if it's half and half, that would be very tough for you to get down the road if it's half on, half on one fence line and half on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, but once they start building in there, isn't there something in our subdivision code on their fence? They have to have so much easement off the fence from the house and everything?
Depends. If you're building with no windows, you can go right to your property line.
Well,
you
ought to change that.
No, you gotta be at least 10 foot off.
You gotta be at least 10 foot off the fence.
I've got it here somewhere.
Really?
There's fire codes.
Yeah, there's fire codes. As long as you don't have a window, you can go right to your property line as long as the water's not dripping over. So that's all I'm saying on this here particular deal where we've now moved that road out where we're not thinking the road would be there. I'd hate to see us.
That was just a
an easement. Yeah, just so we have the 10-foot easement on.
Well,
the
I wasn't worried that it was 10 feet on each side.
I think it makes sense to rather what zone. It wouldn't matter to have that 10 foot on a house, even if they don't have a dang window. They should have that 10 foot. I mean, would that go back to changing our code a little bit? I guess that.
Well, what I'm saying though is let's get the easement on there because then we don't have to worry because then they can't build on that easement, and that's not going to really affect your lot sales or anything else like that. There would be to protect us as a city. We need a 10-foot easement going up along the back there to service that power line.
Right.
What do you think? I mean, that's just insane as a fire perspective, having to, you know, you stay both home, don't build a window, and then a butt house together.
It's not.
It's on the, like, shed.
A shed.
So that's not on the residence.
It's not on residence, it's a shed. So it's a shed, so that's why I'm saying they could build.
I'm worried about the house, I'm worried about them building a shed back there.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, and I think that's where we need to get that 10-foot easement.
Yeah, as long as we got the easement.
That's where I was talking, that they should already have an easement. I was talking homes, sorry.
Yeah, the homes are different than a shed, because you can build a shed right back.
We're talking two different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I'm on the same page now, sorry.
On the rear, the side's gotta be 10 feet.
That's what I'm thinking when you go to fix something. I'm thinking going through the side, on the side of the house, or one or trying the other. Get to the back.
Those are setbacks right there.
That's for a house. It's not for a shed.
But where does it say anything about a shed? Where does it say specifically?
So again.
Even their property line back to where it's only.
So again, you can go build a shed, and you don't even need a building permit if it's in a certain size.
I thought that the shed.
City code, I've seen it looked up.
I thought the code says that they have to be off the fence line. A shed. Because I had to put mine off the fence line, because I looked it up, can't get a wood shed.
On the sides, but your rear boundary.
No, on the rear.
Either way, for this here, we need to protect our power line, and we need a 10-foot easement for these trucks up and down there.
So the other zones don't have it? So RS don't, in RS, you don't have to have that 10-foot on a shed? That's stupid.
This is RA.
It is RA, yeah, there.
So, we can do that. I'm just wondering if we could record it as a separate easement, just like easement for that's existing there today. Or we'll record it at the same time the plat is recorded, but not rewrite the plat, because I want.
Right, that's what I'm just saying, just.
We'll just record a separate easement at the same time.
Right, power utility for the 10-foot easement up the back to that. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Your water shares. I know there's high water shares that was with that piece of property.
High water shares.
There's high water shares that goes with that property. Someplace there is water shares. They're not primary, but they're high water shares. I would like to see them deeded over to the city. Right now, I don't think the irrigation company does the high water certificates. But the only thing is, looking down the road, if we get that storage pond and we're able to store high water, I'd like to see the city have the shares.
We don't have water shares with our, we didn't buy water shares with this property.
There should have been high water shares there, though.
Did they hang on to them?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, because that's the other thing I just got thinking of just the other day. It's like, if we ever get that pond, if we ever get the reservoir up there to where we can store water and we can store high water shares, that's crucial that we have those shares.
Jensen property. Did you guys buy it from, is it Jensen?
Anderson.
Anderson?
Yeah.
Jerome Anderson.
And they bought it from somebody else before, but I know as a kid going up through there, there was always high water on that property.
I could ask Jay, but.
It'd be on the deed, wouldn't it?
Well.
It would get sold separately.
So I don't know.
If it's not on your deed, then.
I don't think Pleasant Creek actually gives a stock certificate on that high water shares at this time. And that's why, it's like, how do we make sure that.
His dad had them up on the field up there. He had high water shares up there, and I've seen the paperwork.
Because I know there should.
They're by Dixie's.
There should be high water shares on that property. So they're not primary, but.
Yeah, there's high water shares up with that property up there, because I remember seeing them. But that's Pleasant Creek.
Yeah.
But where they would gone from there, I don't know. I mean, somebody, you can sell them, unfortunately, individually. And so whoever could have sold them prior to the property, and then they wouldn't be associated with that property anymore, depending if they just outright sold them. Because then they would just go to whoever bought them, and they could use them on, they just have to transfer it over. So.
And it was made clear to us that there were no water shares in the transaction, and we were okay with that. We were, you know, we worked through with you guys. I mean, we working on the city water and pay connection fees, and we waited for the well and all that through the summer.
Be interesting to see where they went.
So I know there used to be, like I said, as a kid, because we had property in the north, and I'd dig ditch through there all the time to get the water down.
So, what do you, you want an action for us to consider letting you go ahead? Are we, can we do that yet without having any new water source online yet?
By the time these houses was to get built, we should have the well on.
How about the irrigation well? How long are we out on it?
Probably at least a year, year and a half, 2 years.
So these guys would be...
It'd be all culinary.
Irrigate the culinary. Gardens, small lawns.
Yep. But the problem is, if he's meeting everything, you can't really...
We can't hold that back.
You can't hold that back.
Nope.
He's meets all of everything.
We haven't designed any secondary through this subdivision. It's all culinary.
And you'll have that other road coming off of, I think it's 725, connecting into...
This,
yeah, that'll be established.
So we're dedicating, yeah, that's good that you bring that up. We're dedicating that property as right of way to the city with this plat. And then we're improving it with 20 feet of road base. And so it's a wearable surface. Now, the intention, that's just fire access. We'll probably have some, not barricades, but signage there.
Yeah.
Columns that can be driven around.
Keep the fence basically intact off the subdivision, so you don't get all the kids out there on four wheelers.
Yeah, because we don't want that to be ripped up, because we want also.
I mean you can use the fence there, because we.
That's what I'd almost suggest. That as long as the land's deeded over, I'd keep the fence intact.
Yeah,
because we also want to keep that road base intact so we can pave over it and not to rip it out for phase two.
Because if we need to cut the fence, it ain't nothing first cut fence, so. Quick,
or even worse,
so there really won't be through traffic through there until phase two or three.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there'd be a lot of traffic down through there. I think you might.
Well, you might get some traffic from the subdivision view going out around the highway.
I see that more than the other way around, personally. But I don't know.
They're going to jump on the highway. Well, they're not.
Yeah, so we are doing the road base on that and connecting it through for fire access, secondary access.
So basically planning and zoning approved it. All right, to push to council to approve, I guess. They're okay with everything that's there, plus...
There's a small little hiccup that McKay took care of.
Yeah, their one condition was, well, two conditions. They wanted to see that Sunrise's comments came back and they supported all the engineering that we did, which they did, and another comment was that where this 475 north, they wanted that grading easement to go 25 feet into the... They wanted 30 feet, but I could only get 25 because that's where the fence sits today. So I got a 25-foot easement there to grade this off so that we can pave to the property line. Is that correct?
Yep.
And then Sunrise approved everything, basically everything as well.
I can read your email quick if you want.
I read it today, yeah. The one that just came out. Today?
Yeah.
So basically, I mean, just to sum it up, in my mind, you got to have your curb gutter, sidewalk, paved street, and all your infrastructure in place before you can sell a lot.
No, you can sell a lot once you have a recorded plat.
Okay. But they can't build until...
You can't get a building permit. My understanding, you can't get a building permit until you have curb gutter, sidewalk, pavement.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, they could start selling lots.
Okay.
So there's a, you know, it's going to take us, if we get approval, we'll start building this middle of March, and it'll take us through end of June, beginning of July to get all this phase built out.
Mm-hmm. And you put in any street lighting?
There are two street lights
in that area. One on the right, come off Mountainville, and one on the corner down there.
Okay.
So as far as all the electrical, Shane's had, which company is it?
ICP.
ICP.
Yeah, they've been working with that.
So we got the design through ICP, and then our contractor's going to dig all the trenching for like conduit.
So they're providing your contractor to provide the conduit?
Yeah. Is that double up?
Yeah, so we can subtract that off the...
Okay. Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's usually not that way.
I guess there wasn't any...
We're paying for it at the end of the day, but we didn't want to pay for it twice.
Yeah. I guess there wasn't any hiccups or issues on, like, tied onto the county road, correct? Is that... Did they have any kind of right-of-way stuff or any kind of encroachment stuff that's all done, I guess?
Yeah, that's part of the plat.
So it's all done is what I guess what I'm asking. If there's anything.
Yeah, we've coordinated with the county on that. So today, the way our deed is written, and this, those of you guys live here, so you know the county, the deeds are lots of overlaps, lots of gaps. So we owned like 7 or 8 feet into the highway technically. So part of this plat being recorded is we're dedicating that back to the county, and we're ending our property at the fence line, which is where their easement, they have an easement today. So they'll own all of that. We had a gap over here where we picked up some land. We had an overlap with Brotherson. We cleaned that up, so he's keeping his 17 feet. And then we had the strip of land with Nelson that we ended up purchasing because he owns 16 or 17 feet right there. So there are kind of 5 gap overlap issues that we've resolved. And recording this plat is kind of the final step to resolve the one with the county and the highway.
Well, in my opinion, I think you've got everything, but everything's been met. So, that's kind of where we're at, I think.
Yep. Somebody want to make the motion to approve it?
Yeah, I'll make the motion that we approve the Mountainville Farms subdivision. Is that what it's called?
Yep. Is this a final plat? Yep. Yeah.
I'll second it.
All right.
You want to condition it on the...
On the 10-foot easement. 10-foot easement on the back, yeah.
Subject to a 10-foot easement being recorded on the north boundary.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Have a motion by Paul, seconded by Sam, to approve the Mountainville Farms subdivision with the condition of the 10-foot easement along the power line on 5th North. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thanks, McKay.
It was a pleasure working with you. We'll have 2 more phases. I'm going to stick around to get your signature on the plat after.
Okay. All right, Glenn, Horseshoe Meadows.
Intentional on that here. All right, I guess you had me on the agenda a month ago. I didn't know about it. So, about the road dedication on this subdivision project. So that's what I'm here about tonight, is the dedication of the road. To get, I guess that's the approval I needed to get on that. Have you guys seen the electronic version?
No.
Just put your passage around. The bottom one is a overview, overhead. It shows the aerial view, and then the drawings. So there's 5 drawings on one of the overheads, so you can look at that on the overhead. This shows the concept of what the long term of that other one that's not approved, the annexation. But I wanted to see the whole concept. You see the hospital. You see, I've got space there for future storage units, so someone can come out where the existing storage units are. But you can see the overhead. You see that gives you a good view of the whole thing. So it's an L-shaped road.
Last time we just showed you this.
Right, it goes all the way. So it goes all the way to John McKay's and So I'm showing that that road is part of the future annexation. So I really can't, you know, we're still.
No. Oh, this is behind Piccadilly Village. So this would be.
Oh, okay.
This would be.
This is 200 west of the Carter's RV park there. So this is all Moon Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right now, we're just working towards the townhomes. We will do it at phases also. So we want to do the units that would be east of the hospital initially. And then we're phasing into a second phase and a third phase. And the third phase, we hope we'd have the annexation. But other than we can complete the road clear down, future development, put us on case, you know, depending on the economy and how things go.
I know the one that we were worried about was where that comes out by Randy Carter's there. And I am. We're just worried if they start, when you start building like your other phase up in here, you know, any bigger truck traffic or something coming in to do building and that.
Right.
Might make it easier just to have it come out that second. Well, second.
We would start by Randy Carter's is where we would start.
Yeah, see, we didn't have this whole thing.
No, it was all.
Right, all yeah. Stuff. And that was just because we were just looking. And so.
So this is part of the multifamily here down towards Randy's?
Yes. So you can see that look, the closer the buildings would have 6 units in multifamily townhomes. And then the others are all conceptual, potential 55 over, long term, and then single dwellings. Again, we had a complete concept, so that's what it is on that other annexation. It's just a possibility there.
Right.
And we would want to have a plan before we finalize down the road into there. So what we would like to start is, you know, the road that we over start west of Carter's there, and go along there, so that's really the road. Also, if you look at, we've got a tentative bike path drawing in there, you can see that it goes along the west of that road, and then goes on the north side going west to join the case. And then it's got down, it's not drawn clear to Highway 117. Jogs a little bit because I don't know if we need to dedicate more feet. I've got 51 feet there. I was just going to dedicate 45 feet, but I guess we could dedicate more there just because of the property on the south side. I don't know if that's commit to the property. I don't know. But if somebody wants to develop that, they would have to widen the road all the way up to 66. It's about 26 foot, actually wider, it's 24 foot for the main is what they said.
Yeah.
But well, 26 foot of asphalt.
Yeah, you're good. I'm just talking out. So from what you probably what it is right there.
Oh,
I'm talking on the city, so I can.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
We really need to do something from 89 there to where your property is going to be, because I mean that road is pretty narrow.
It is.
And I'd be curious where. I mean, looking at the picture, but be curious where the city right away is on that paved parking lot where the old sub-zero is. See exactly how much city, where the actual city right away is through there. I mean, if you're doing all this phase first, it'd be nice to tie all this in that we have to do something right in.
Yeah, I didn't have a survey on the city.
No,
there, so.
No.
You said you own this.
Yeah, we own all this. I'm just curious how much.
Okay, the west side of the road, and second west.
You got that. I mean, the problem on the east side, you got your walking path.
Yeah. So, we haven't, the walking path is just proposed at this point.
No, it's just, I'm talking about the current.
Right, I understand that. So, to get that bike path in, I'm not putting parking on both sides. I put parking just on one side of that road. The other side would be going front access garages into those townhomes. And so there would be no parking along the east side of Horseshoe Meadows Lane, I guess we'll call it there. So only parking on the west side alongside the bike trail.
So the bike trail's on the west side of the road?
or east side?
On the west side, and then on the north side. Is that the one that's the overview?
Yeah.
Look at one of the others at much.
Just the very bottom page. Is what we're looking at.
Yeah, the others are much shorter drawings that are on that one. We just chose the drawings. I don't think we got one color, it's just all black and white.
What are you thinking of putting between the road you're building and the hospital?
I have no plans for that. Some of the hospital stays there, some medical. I think it could be something medical related. I don't have any plans for that. I don't. I felt like at this point, just keep that open for something. We'd clean it up and make it look nice. But we don't have any plans for that.
It's showing a bike path on the east side here, man.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's what I was just thinking. If you're not doing nothing on the west side, it would be actually easier to probably put the path.
Well, then you do that wrong. So the bike path was to be on the west side. Does it jog on to the west side? Does we get all one?
No. It's on the west side, clear to the south.
I can see what your idea is.
Yeah, okay. So I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah.
First mistake blind guy ever made here. Somebody's making a joke about road and blind being blind, and I was thinking, I've got to go drive and see how it is.
Number one's the bike path, and he's got it.
So he's got the east side.
Okay, the east side of the road.
That's where we're getting confused.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's my mistake. Yeah.
Nope.
I felt like it'd be easier on the west side because it would be away from as many pins as possible.
Right here.
I'm right here there, yeah.
So go on the west side all the way along. And
it's already there?
Yeah, it's already there.
Water all the way.
It's all the way out. It goes all the way over to Stewart Plains.
So I just was talking to Holter about water, and I haven't talked to Shane about electrical yet. But I was going to give one of these copies to Shane if you want to look at it. So Holter's going to look into it. There is sewer. There's a manhole in the northwest corner, just east of the hospital, northeast of the hospital. I'd like to go to a manhole with, depending on how deep the line is there, hopefully it's fairly deep.
It's very deep. It's pretty deep.
That would help us.
There's actually one right here, too.
Yeah.
Right off the driveway right there.
So there's a hammerhead at the hospital.
Okay.
There's actually a manhole right east of that hammerhead. And then right over in the corner.
Parking lot.
There's another manhole.
But it's pretty deep out there in the field through there. So it's.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying in my mind, I was thinking 8 feet easy, but. It might be 11. It's pretty deep.
It's on here too if they exist.
Yeah. Well, this is the main. That's where the main one that we talked about the other day, where we come across, and that's where it feeds across all. That's where we tied the one that comes out behind McKay's and that. Everybody where that was all in the building.
Well, then future development, then I could run into that 8-inch that goes down past the hardware store for the others there. There's a few holes on that, but not too much.
So there's three manholes right there.
Yeah.
About 20 feet. That one right there, Andy. That one in the corner. That one's up by the hammerhead. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so the road, we'll have to work the bike path out of there or get it in the proper spot. But I've drawn it so the bike path will be on the city easement. It's the way I intended it to be.
Yeah.
So it'll all shift a little bit there, so it's on the west side. Because I want them to cross that road or by Carter's entrance and then go along the west side. And
so I've been, yeah, that stays out of their driveways.
Yeah.
It makes more love for sense.
So they'll bring us where they've written bike path right down there. So bike path should be on this side. And then they can park in there.
And I have parking. Does it show parking on the west side of the road then?
No, I don't know.
So I have parking, parallel parking all along the west side.
Oh, okay.
And then as we turn west, then they can park parallel parking on the north side going along the townhomes. And as you can see, there's 70 some parking stalls to the north of the units there between the hospital and the
hospital.
So that gives me more than one unit, one stall per unit extra, so they'd have a garage.
If we're on the end of the problem down here, if we had to move that trail a little bit,
yeah.
Walking trail.
On the east side?
Yeah.
Well, down by Randy Carter's.
Yeah.
The walking trail up there, if we don't have enough room for the easement on the south side, we'd have to move it over on the city property, but that group then would have to move that walking trail over.
Well, we want to have a nice road there, bring it all the way out, so that, you know, what we do is traffic initially, but long term, you know.
This is gonna work out good for the hospital, because we can bring three beds up through here, tie it right in here, and then continue it up here, and then tie it right back in. The Piccadilly subdivision.
And we've got Mary, too.
Yeah, yeah, right. So that should be too hard.
We're moving, I'm not too worried.
Hopefully come back and start a service.
They're gonna move, really?
What's the plan for the, is it gonna be stay open as a medical facility, though?
I doubt it.
Well, that's why I was hoping to have this for that. So we'll start the war one of these days.
Yeah, as soon as they announce they officially bought the land, the war starts.
Shane, you want?
I'll go over there, keep it here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You need to go out and do this, Colter?
Colter, you want, what would you like? Colter, I give you, here's your.
You want a copy of this?
Yeah. Do you need to keep the overhead, would you guys like to? I guess, really, I think what I'm asking for then is the approval for the roads, so you know what the plan is. I think that was really the issue, I think.
Yeah.
How the road is gonna be, so, because you have some little concern on that.
Too bad you can't do something by Randy Carter, but not really sell that land on there, so. What are you talking about, what you got?
Right where, oh, it's a triangle right there.
Yeah, I'm hoping you can get that a little tighter, I don't know what the requirements are there, but, you know, it doesn't have to be 35 mile an hour turn.
As I say.
Because I'd like to get one more building if I could, so I'm gonna have to work on that, actually, so.
So, you know, let's say, that's, sure you have a new lot of land there.
Yeah, because I wanted one more unit, I'm still gonna try and get that, so.
Well, definitely works much better with the road there, so.
Yeah. Colter, you want one of these?
Yeah, please.
So this is just a approval of preliminary?
Yes.
Well, it's very preliminary, but now that, I'm not selling.
Approval of the preliminary.
Yeah.
And then it goes through the engineers and everything.
No, say you need any or?
No, I don't.
You all have electronic copies.
Okay.
Thanks, Quinn.
So we are, we're still looking on that bike path with Mont and Justin, and also, gonna try and get that corner a little tighter, so we can give the rest of the space a better area. You can put up with me on it.
Any other questions, any other things?
No, I would go for this, so.
No,
How did we ever do on that question we have on the zoning?
Density? You need to hold a public, or planning commission needs to hold a public hearing to add the planning unit development.
That's what I say, they were just talking about changing it to adding that to it.
Yeah, and then it was going back to the planning and zoning for this last meeting, so I'd never heard what come out of that, so that's what my question was.
So you're not, my understanding is it's based on the existing zoning, but you want to change that there?
We're going to add a use to it, so that the zone itself doesn't need to be changed.
Okay. And I guess I'll ask a question about water, so do I have to provide secondary water or not? meaning if not requiring this other one, I guess a question that I think is valid for me next. Not that I'm trying to keep this low use, you know, we're gonna have very, you know, low water use, but. I was planning on dedicating a serial twin crib, and I figured that'll handle the water in the wrong year, or more than handle it in the wrong year.
I'd like to see it.
But I wanna know what the, I'd like to know.
My sense is just kind of, if it's a property that has water on it, or water right like that, I think it should be.
It does not have water on it.
You know, if they are properties, I mean, if the property doesn't have it, it's hard to. I mean, you can ask people to bring it, but trying to find it's another thing too.
The thing we gotta watch though is somebody knows they're gonna sell it to the developer, they could up and sell the water, and then sell the land to the developer, and that's the pickle we're gonna get into. At some point, we gotta address that.
Right.
You already told me on the annexation that I have to have water, so I'm planning on that, but.
Yeah.
That's kinda.
I just felt like bringing it up, not that I'm.
Yeah, because that's the tough part in the city limits right now. We don't have nothing as far as any ordinance stating either way. No. So. So as far as right now, there's nothing in the ordinance that says you have to bring it.
Okay.
Where there's no water already there.
Well, we're still going to go low water use, and that's already planned, so. But I'm planning a park in the middle, so I might dedicate something just for that park anyway, because I want that to make a nice area, so I might just do some just to make that park nicer so that it's easier to justify that. So.
Make it cheaper for your sake as the HOA?
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, the HOA could only share, that's true, we could do it that way. So maybe that's the way to do it. I'll do it that way then. That way the HOA, because they'll be controlling that park anyway. So
right.
It'll be a private park, but we'll have, what do they call it?
Pickleball court.
Yeah, little courts, pavilion, a few things like that for the people there to use.
It'll be busy all the time.
So everybody will be showing up along.
We're getting some out of the park.
So I guess we need to make a motion on that then.
Yep, we need to make a motion on that.
As far as the road and everything looked good, so I made what we asked on that, so I make a motion to approve the preliminary lot.
Horseshoe Meadows Subdivision Townhome.
Horseshoe Meadows.
Townhomes, I guess we need to add that too.
Yeah, townhomes, it's. Because the rest is not annexed, so that's long term, that's down the road for years away. That's as we get bigger and we're ready.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. Got the motion by Sam's, seconded by Paul to approve the preliminary for the Horseshoe Mountain Meadows Townhome Subdivision. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Public participation. Nobody signed up? Fire department.
Been quiet. We're good. Nothing really to report. Be quiet again.
Good.
I'm okay with that.
Yes. Yep. Public Works.
So I got that quote back from Bruce on outright buying the loader we have. I can't remember what it is. I'm going to look it up. I was talking to Dave today about we still got quite a bit of metering that needs to be finished to replace. We're still having quite a few drop off. So I'm working on that with Dave to be able to purchase quite a large number of meters again. We're about 100, 150. And then, hold on one second. You're about done with the rec center, aren't you?
No.
They're not about done, but they're still working on the rec center.
A lot of work.
Then this next month, we're gonna start getting our irrigation come back on, getting some drain valve done. We've got a few broken drain valves that we need to get replaced. We've got quite a few parts ordered for Schultz, and was waiting to see them start trickling in. Kind of funny, to the back order, we just had a bunch of our snow pile stuff come in from Utah back in the well, good thing we didn't need it.
Use it tonight.
Yeah, we might need it tonight.
No, I already quit, I went out there.
We're supposed to have 5 inches by the morning.
Yeah.
And all day tomorrow, it's just snow.
We're getting paid.
Yeah. We're all wishing it.
Oh, man.
And nobody's gonna go out all the rest of the week.
It's not gonna take with that.
I remember we had to go shovel out all the hydrants that one year.
So.
Had a couple doozies.
Payoff on that loader is $99,361.51. For us to outright buy it.
Say that again, $99,000?
$99,361.51. They will do another 5 year lease on that loader for $16,500, 5 annual payments of $16,540 for.
How many years?
5.
16,000. So 16 times 5, you're close to your 100,000 anyway, right there.
You're at 80,000.
That would have a purchase price left of, it says 34,607.
So if you released it for another 5 years for that, then you could outright purchase it for how much?
34.
34,607.
Is there any maintenance included with the lease?
Yeah. Just major warranty stuff. If they come out and get the hydraulic pump on it, and that's just it. We service it ourselves and stuff.
It just has a warranty.
Yeah, just like a regular warranty or anything else.
But we put tires on it, stuff like.
Well, on a lease, it's your wear. So when you turn it back in, it's whatever your wear is. It's whatever your throw rate.
50. On a new one, it's 50%.
Yeah. So.
So if we was to finance it, we financed it through somewhere. How long?
So for finance, 2.99% for 48 months or 4 annual payments of $26,107.
So you can finance it through John Deere.
For 60 months, 5 annual payments of $21,192.
To outright own it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're paying 16 for leasing it for 5, it would almost make more sense just doing it alone for 5 and have it paid off and be done with it. I mean, for $5,000 more, I mean, that's, then you outright own it and you're done. I don't know. That's a little better than an upfront $100,000. I mean, it makes more sense in my opinion than.
What was the new lease if you went with the new one?
It was 20 something, wasn't it?
20, yeah.
So basically, if we was to buy the existing one, it would be basically the same as the new lease.
Well, it was just a 3 year lease, so it was $60,000.
Yeah, but I'm just saying per year.
Per year, yeah.
Per year on financing it at that rate would be the same as the new lease would have been.
What did you say it was? 16?
16. No, 20.
20? What did you say? 20? Okay. 20 something, sorry.
I just think the amount of use that little loader gets, I think it's. Last another 10 years at least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would definitely.
I think it benefits us a lot by just purchasing it.
5 years would be $21,000.
$5,000, make sure that's where.
At 2.99%.
One way or another, you got a budget. you're going to budget that or the $20,000 for a brand new one, right?
Yes.
So you're only $1,000 more to run out right by.
Yeah. Then we all.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I guess that in my suggestion, that's what I would work into your budget.
That's what I'd say.
Yes.
And then you guys asked me if there was some manhole debt over by the cemetery. And
yeah.
The one at 8 South is 8 to 10 foot. And then the one right there by Cave Axers is 7 foot 8.
Okay. There's plenty of fall.
Yeah.
There's 6 foot of fall across that road, so. Yeah. That'd work.
That's all I got for right now.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. You want action on this? It says discussion and possible action. Do we want to take action on that, Robert?
I think what we do is just make him, or let him come back with the requisition for next one.
Okay.
Well, I think you got to get with Dave on the budget, make sure budget-wise everything matches.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it up till August. Oh, but okay. To get one here, if we're going to leave a new one, I was going to need to take some action. But if we're going to buy this one, I'm just going to work it into my budget.
There you go.
And we're good to go.
Yeah, so that's where we're at.
Yeah.
How's the pump, or the back truck?
I haven't heard from them yet. But I'm sure they're still working on them. So hopefully we'll get it back here pretty quick.
Only other touch-up, did you bounce Drew's on the sidewalk over there?
Say hello to that.
Drew's on the sidewalk that's missing from a couple years ago?
On 4th East.
You?
I'm going to make that down low, get that tomorrow.
Just bounce them about it.
Yeah.
See if we can get it done in the spring.
Okay.
Okay. Fire department.
We finished up the budget process, but UM's left good. More going up in there every week, and still working on the when it comes to UM, still working on the pool agreement. I think it's going to be a little bit better than it was last year, just when it comes to our buy-in and stuff. With the growth we're seeing, I think we're still looking pretty good at when the carbon free power project comes on in 2029. We did increase that, if you guys weren't aware of that, we increased that up a little bit to 1.6 meg. And it was, I think it was, what was it at one point? Just 1 meg.
1 meg.
I think we went to 2 meg. Didn't we? We went 1.6. So, the guys have been working on the lights since the weather's kind of been crappy. They've been changing out LED lights like over at the administration building and out to the rodeo grounds and in the cook shack and stuff like that. And so, trying to get everything updated when the weather's kind of crappy. Still working on a few services that we're wrapping up. We do have a few issues on some solar projects that are coming up. Right now we just hooked up, in the last 2 weeks, 5 more solar. So there's quite a bit coming on. And then we got 3 more in the works right now.
When does the UAM solar project come online?
That will come on in September.
So it won't come for the peak. So it won't come for the peak of the summer, will it?
No. We're usually, right now, we're usually anywhere from 500 to 800 kW short per hour, which really isn't too bad. And it's going to help out if we get, the water for the hydros and stuff. Because these last 2 years on the hydros have been
killers.
Yeah, horrible. And so if we get a little bit more water so we can actually run those cycles. And I think I might look into trying to run unit 4 a little bit different too. Use it more as a utilized peaking plant. That's something we're looking into right now. To see if we can somehow just keep the water where the irrigation guys don't see the difference. That's good, kind of a challenge, but that's, we're just looking into that right now. We got PDM coming down tomorrow to do vibration tests on the hydros. Go through that. We do have a little bit of outbalance on unit 4, our big hydro, that we got to do some work on. So we got to get either energy management or someone down here to realign it. I think just running it over a period of time, it just slowly kind of gets out of balance and it starts wearing on your bearings. So we're going to jump on that as quick as we can. And then we installed a bunch of some more cameras around on our facilities. And so I think we're up to probably 15 cameras now on our system where, you know, we can start monitoring some issues that we're seeing. And so, which is good.
Did you ever find that thing that worked for your other your hydro? Was it one or two that that old you were talking about last time?
Oh, we're, I actually went up. I talked to the mayor about this. We went up and talked to Sean Black with Springville. Went toward one of their old hydros. It's just kind of like unit one. And to see what they did. And that what they ended up doing is they actually put in a whole new exciter and everything. Kind of brushless exciter and everything. Got away from the old brushes and that. Kind of like what we did at unit 2, the oldest hydro we have. We did that back in 2002. And to, in order for us to do that now, that'd be around anywhere from $60,000 to $80,000. And so that's definitely not in our price range right now. So we're looking at some other options, either just putting what they call in a bachelor control, kind of like what Spring City did, which is working pretty good, and still utilize your older equipment that's there. But then also I'm working on, I took a grant writing course, and there's a lot of money that's out there for utilities. We just gotta go and get it. And so I'm gonna try to see if we can put in for a grant for a penstock line to replace and to upgrade unit 1 and unit 2. And so hopefully that will work. And so we're gonna be sitting down with the company through UAMPS. We have to pay $600 to sit down with this company. They're gonna spend 2 hours with us, kind of going over, you know, what projects we want. And so there's those two, those three projects, then also a transmission line from us to Fairview. We're going to look to see if we can maybe get some money for that. And so those are some things. And then also to upgrade the 500 West line behind Wheeler's, where we had all those issues this, you know, this winter. And so that's getting pretty bad behind there. So we're looking at those right now. And so if you guys have any other ideas on trying to go out and get some money, project wise and that, just let us know. And we'll, you know, UAMPS has been great to kind of correlate all this for us to help us smaller utilities kind of see what we can come up with. So hopefully we can get some.
What about the ballpark lights that we keep kicking down the road too?
There's a recreation
where you're saying grants, you know.
Yeah, there's a I can't remember what it's called, but there's a recreation one we're going to be putting in for that this year on that. And I don't know if there's, you put in one last year, didn't you? Is it open again this year?
You know? It is, but I've been trying to get a score sheet from them. For whatever reason, they won't disclose it to us to see how close we were and what we can do. You will not let it go.
Throw it in again, I guess.
Yeah. So, and with that project, I'd like to see if we can keep it kind of close to what the football field did. The same kind of lining cupping in that, because they're a little more local. And plus, if they have issues, you know, it's a lot easier to work with the local companies if we can.
Yeah.
Because the lights we got up there are Quantum lights. And in order to get a guy from Quantum, you got to, you know, fly him in. And so it gets pretty...
It's not worth it, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's something we can work out with the school district up there. I don't know if there is, or
cost of it, or
keep trying to. I am getting updated quotes on that, the cost of that, just in case, so I can put that into the grants. So we have the updated cost of replacing the poles, so. And then another thing that's going, Branson's going to be challenging his first year step test. He's only been working with us for a little under a year. But we feel like he's ready to, start the apprenticeship and challenge his first year. And so he's going to be doing that next Thursday. So I think he'll be just fine because we've had him out climbing and he's a great asset, great guy. So I didn't realize how young he was. I'm like, you go down Mesquite, you're not going to be able to gamble.
Looks still in fry bread.
Drink shame.
All right, council reports. Paul.
I noticed another trailer was moved in up to Aspen Village. That's a piece of junk. How are we letting this happen? Who's supposed to be watching this stuff?
So we went and looked at that, and they had to fix a bunch of stuff. But the sad part is, again, you can't stop them if they meet the county's requirements, and it did.
The trailer met the requirements.
That's the sad part.
The sad thing about it is we made, and this I remember back when I was on the council back in the 80s, that we made a stipulation, and it was written all out, that they had to have a pitched roof. There was a lot of stipulations that was in that, and nothing's ever been done about it. And Mark could tell you about it, but he's not here, but I remember vividly that we set some pretty stringent goals on what was to go in there and what was not.
There is an age. I know I've
there's an
stuff,
age.
There's an age limit on it. There's some stuff I've come across over the years when they started.
What is it, pre-1978?
78
is always a year. Yeah. 78, you can't. Anything above that, you can't.
But why aren't we following the standards that we set back then?
Where they're at then, I don't know.
I haven't seen any of the standards. I know other than like years and stuff like that.
There are development sections that we look to towards as far as like defining as a Class C or D. And so we looked at that when we did that inspection.
Yeah.
That's in the city code.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's more stringent.
It just seems to me like we're trying to clean that place up and we're still letting stuff in there like
yeah.
Did you ever get that other one letter all done?
Pardon me?
Did the letter ever go out, the other one?
I don't know.
I'm still waiting for the attorney, our city attorney, to tell me whether that's okay or not, but I wrote up. I'll follow up with him tomorrow.
Anyway, that's pretty much all I've got. I've not got with the library yet, and that's my fault. I'll have to get with her.
Okay.
That's
all
we got. Lynn. Yeah, as far as the celebrations, they had to move the meeting to this Thursday. She said they got Easter and everything ready to go, and they'll be working on Hub City Days. As far as the rec department, everything's good. They're just getting their started on their track and getting things signed up for that. So that's all I got on that.
How many more weeks of basketball do they have? Did she say?
She didn't. I think it's getting
down. They're wrapping up.
With junior jazz and stuff was done. So.
Okay. Rest is gone, Rondi.
So I'm just going to report on roads again. Really not a lot of action we can take until we find out about this community development block grant. But I do want to get an estimate. What me and Dave have been talking about, let me back up a little bit, is just using the road monies available to us right now. and not borrowing from the general fund since there's so much on demand on the general fund right now. And then paying that back when we earn a lot of our road monies next year. So the figure we've knelt down or close to is around 400,000 available to us around June. So that'll enable us, if we do get an agreement with Wasatch, and it seems like that's the direction we're heading, then we'll be able to do 10 blocks with what we have in our budget available for use now without having to borrow from the general fund, and then what Wasatch is willing to contribute, which they, he's extremely generous. They mentioned the headmaster and the financial director that they'd be willing to pay half. They still got to get it approved by the board of directors, but they feel like they can do that, especially if they see some action from the city. So, and what that equates to is 170,000, 160, 170,000. They'll be paying for half of the road costs that border their properties. So this is what I'm thinking about getting an estimate on, is what Wasatch wants to do, 3rd South from State Street to 4th West. And 4th West to 5th West is a new road.
That's good, yeah.
So there's no point in,
right?
Yeah. You know, Wasatch wanted to see us go all the way to 5th West, but that just doesn't make any sense.
No, but it might not hurt just to throw chip seal over that because it's been quite a few years. Right?
Yeah. And maybe that's, you know.
That's minimal cost there, but.
Yeah. Which would then make the road look like it's all brand new the whole way.
So we might, when we get the estimate, I'll include that in the chip seal process. And then from, do 3rd West from 300 South to Main Street, which covers their field house, new field house, and the soccer field, and then it'll just tie it into Main Street there. So that's 7 blocks there, and then 3 blocks on 500 East, up by, behind the elementary school. I don't know if you've ever been on that road lately, but
it's bad.
It's a high priority, and that there's a lot of traffic up there. A lot of parents going and getting their kids from school, a lot of high schoolers. You go up there 8 in the morning or 3 in the afternoon, and it's
crazy.
It's busy. And so that's a priority in my mind. So with the remaining 3 blocks, I would hope we can do from 700 South, or 500 East from 7th South to 4th South. And that covers the whole length of the elementary school plus another block north. So I wanted to get an estimate and see what the numbers come back. In the meantime, while we're waiting for an answer on the grant for Aspen Village, crossing our fingers on that. If we get that grant, so we can use this road budget money to do some of our other roads here in town. And we're getting cooperation from Wasatch. You really need, it's a win-win for the city and Wasatch Academy. And that 3rd South is in terrible shape, so. So in the meantime, between now and our next meeting, I just want to get some estimates on those roads that I mentioned.
Would you throw in the chip seal on that other block that we agreed with Tibbs?
Yeah. And then chip seal from 4th to 5th.
We need to get that before that gets forgotten.
And that's been on my mind. Sorry, I didn't mention that. And I don't know if you guys have any objections to those roads.
No. So like we talked last time about JUB getting some engineering done where we could put some of these irrigation lines under the crossings and stuff before we start doing these roads.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they should be able to get that, shouldn't they? I mean.
Yeah, and I don't know what they're, you know, we'll have to communicate with them and see if there's some plans or anything they can give us.
So they're still in the plan design, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and there's this guy that.
The problems with that NCRS guy.
Yeah.
And that's the whole
thing. So they haven't even moved into the plan phase of it yet because they're waiting on this other thing.
Because they can't, he has to approve it for them to be able to move forward to make the plan. It's kind of a mess.
It's a stupid mess.
It's stupid going in.
It's really frustrating. And my biggest fear is we have a window here, a short window, to do a road construction. I don't want to miss it this year.
No, I can't go for it.
And it's not a ton, you know, we're just using the money we have in our budget. We're not borrowing money, and we're getting some cooperative creation from Wasatch and able to do 10 blocks. So
that 300 and 400 are only going to be on this side? Because, you know, 300 west on this side is horrible.
They are all horrible on this side.
It's so hard to pick a road. And the reason we're doing this is Wasatch is willing to cover half the cost.
So then did they tell you which roads to do them in with them being half? And they designated which roads?
They're willing to do half on those roads.
On those.
Cover half the cost of the roads that border their property.
So it's the 300 south and 300 west.
Which I felt like was generous, that they were willing to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, the cost for road buildings basically doubled since last year.
Well, I'm just curious about one thing. I thought they passed the law that they were paying for new roads through the federal government. That was a farce. They all voted on it to fix the roads. Was it just something they were voting on to just be voting on? Or?
Only federal roads.
Or that's something...
It's federal. It's not trickling down to us.
That's that new infrastructure bill?
So 89 is not a federal road?
89 is, yes.
Okay. Well...
Well, it's actually a state road. It's not even a federal.
It just kills me how they pass.
USA 9 is federal.
Yeah, 89 is a federal road.
I was thinking interstate's a federal.
So anything that you ask is federal. State roads are different.
89 runs from Arizona border to Canada.
This is, in my mind, this is just how we're going to get the most bang for our buck this year. Without having to borrow money, and you know, we're still planning on putting an irrigation system in. So we don't want to go bananas and do all the roads, because we're going to be looking at doing that after the irrigation system's installed, and then we can look at a bond and some options, some grants to do all the roads here.
And it coincides probably at a time when our existing road debt's paid off. So
just out of curiosity, irrigation, where is that going to be? I'm just asking because I live on 400. I don't ever get any water.
That's a good question.
I'm just asking. So is that what you're working on, or is it?
Yes.
This irrigation project, from what I understand, every structure in town will get a riser.
Yeah.
Everyone that has one right now.
So if you don't have a share.
We can't guarantee it for those that don't have it right now.
I already have water. I just don't. The day I get to turn it on, there's never any water.
But there's going to be some extensive excavation. Because we have to put it, part of this grant is we have to put a new system in.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to be digging up.
Everybody sure?
Thank you. And streets.
Okay, sounds good.
So we don't want to...
So we don't want to do too much...
Putting brand new roads, you know, all over town and then...
So instead of being in the backyards of everybody, it'd be out in the street.
Oh,
and it will be metered.
I like that better.
So you'll pay for what you use instead of open nozzle.
Oh, good. I like that even better. I'm one of those people, I put my each one on 10 minutes. That's all they get. I don't use it for the whole 4 hours. So
yeah.
It's just a...
And that's the trouble with the water that we've had to be under, where everybody's trying to use it in that 4 hours. It's the pressure's not there and lots of problems.
No, I appreciate you pointing out. I didn't know. I'm trying to learn new things here, so I'm just trying to get in with the system and figure everything out.
And it's frustrating because there are a lot of bad roads in town, and we just...
Well, it's probably because they run their water for 4 hours.
They got to put water in roads.
It's
because these roads are like 80 years old. 9 years old.
And we're just trying to pick some around our schools.
I was a kid when they chipped on a 3/4-inch rock and then twice and then half and then small rock. So the building was all chipped. I remember that clearly.
You have a great street. I don't have a problem with mine.
It's so hard to just pick some.
I live going straight to the church. It's all okay.
You know, the funny thing is when we paved 4th East a couple of years ago, we had complaints before. And then after we paved it, everybody wanted speed bumps put back in it because people were going too fast.
And these new roads will be similar. Same product as 400 East.
Yep.
Ronnie, then Aspen Village will be under a grant, is that what you're trying?
Yeah.
We've applied for that grant, huh?
That will be done, this summer, that grant.
If we don't get that grant, we're gonna have to use the city's road money to...
To go in and do it.
That's not what we're priority.
Right.
That's why I can't really do much more than just get estimates.
When do we know on that, May?
March.
March?
March, there's another reading.
Because that has to be done this.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's now gravel right now, right? That's what I thought.
There's a water system in up there, so it got dug up real bad.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to keep up with everything, I'm sorry.
They got a new water system, now they need new roof hooks.
Yeah, well, we need all of it, right?
We do. We do.
I wish I'd just win the lotto and then we wouldn't have this problem.
We're getting some of that infrastructure.
$900 billion in a time, that could easily take care of a lot of problems.
Yes, it could.
The review for that process, we need something by Thursday, so we should be probably willing by next council meeting.
Good.
Find out about that CDBG grant.
Yep.
That's great news. In the meantime, I'll get some estimates.
Okay.
And if you don't mind, I'll speak.
You'll sneak out, okay.
Did you sign this?
He did. That's why I signed it through his way first.
I don't have anything, only thing I was just gonna add is maybe on that lower lease, look at maybe cash value as well, just if it's a cheaper option, it's percentage wise on a loan or something, just a different option. I mean, really, I mean, if you can get it for a 1.75% loan, for $15,000.
What was that term financing gonna be in North Street?
1.12.
Through them?
Through cash value on our...
So, you might can get it just to the hindsight, you might use versus just going to...
I'm sure it's $2.99.
I don't know, interest rates have gone up quite a bit lately.
So, but anyway, that was just my way.
They'll be going up more than 100 years.
Yep. Okay.
Other than that, I don't have anything.
I make a motion, we adjourn this meeting.
Do we want to do the Mike Coles lease?
Do we want to do that now, or do we have to?
We don't have to, public meeting or anything on that.
We don't have to do, yeah.
We don't even have to do it though, you can use work.
Nothing has to be done in the...
Okay, I'll just don't bring it up then.
It can be done outside of meeting.
Okay.
Okay, I make a motion, we adjourn.
Okay, Paul makes the motion, we adjourned.
I'll second it.
Lynn will second it, and Sam will third it, and so, all those in favor?
Aye.
We need to really do our water rates. As part of...
But on the next agenda.
Well, we gotta do it as part of the water...